Hello and welcome to another episode of The Cost of Glory by Ancient Life Coach. My name is Alex Petkus. Our primary mission here is biography, but in The Cost of Glory podcast, we don't study biography just so we can seem more educated to people we're trying to impress, or just to pleasurably pass the time with stories evoking pity and fear, admiration and humor. That's all fine, but this isn't pure entertainment. We really do it because we're interested in becoming sharper and stronger to face the present challenges we have today. That's why Plutarch wrote these lives, after all. So in that spirit, while you're waiting for the story of Eumenes of Cardia coming in a couple of weeks, I've got a brief message from Plutarch to share with you. This passage comes from a treatise Plutarch wrote called On Tranquility of Mind. It's for a busy friend of his, a Roman leader. So a guy from a long time ago, but I bet you can use this advice today, or maybe tomorrow at the latest. Okay, so this friend of Plutarch's seems to have been a member of the Roman Senate. He was the kind of man who had to make public statements frequently, plead in court on behalf of clients on a regular basis. His name was Paccius, and Paccius received requests for his assistance with all kinds of problems and causes day in and day out. So you can imagine he got pretty stressed sometimes and often wondered if he might be happier if he could somehow back out of the life that he had gotten himself into. And he shared his frustrations with Plutarch. And so Plutarch offered his friend a mental tool that he could use, and you can use it too, to reframe your circumstances. And reframing works because achieving tranquility of mind, a positive mental state, is all about your inner disposition rather than your external circumstances. For example, Plutarch says, say you're bothered by the fact that you're poor, or poorer than you'd like to be. It's all relative, right? Well, you can consider the example of two famous statesmen who were poor. Epaminondas, a Theban that we'll meet briefly in the upcoming biography of Eumenes and more fully in the life of his friend Pelopidas, and Fabricius, a Roman that we'll meet in the life of Pyrrhus coming soon. So these are relatively poor men, but they're legendary for their virtue and their contribution to their societies. So if you're poor, Plutarch says, well, which Theban would you rather have been than Epaminondas? Or which Roman would you rather have been than Fabricius? So there's a reframe of circumstances for you. But Plutarch knows that poverty isn't really his friend Paccius' problem. So he's got a message just for this busy Roman patron. He says, quote, most people are pained and exasperated by the faults, not just of their relatives and friends, but even of their enemies. You see, abuse and rage, envy and malevolence and jealousy, coupled with ill will, are destructive to those who are committing them. But other people who are bothered and exasperated by them are fools. As, for example, neighbors' outbursts of temper and friends' fussiness and certain acts of dishonesty on the part of state officials charged with administration. By these things, you yourself seem to me to be disturbed as much as anybody. And so you become angry and bitter against these people, and you suffer from their passions and infirmities. But this makes no sense. For even in the execution of matters committed to your personal care, most of them are, in fact, administered not by simple and excellent characters, instruments elegantly shaped to serve the needs of others, but as it were, by crooked and jagged ones. Do not therefore consider it your business to straighten them out, and it would not be, in any case, very easy to do so. But if, dealing with them as being what they are by nature, just as a physician uses forceps for teeth and clips for wounds, you show yourself as gentle and self-controlled as you can, you will have greater pleasure in your own state of mind than distress at the unpleasantness and villainy of others. And you will think that they, like dogs when they bark, are but fulfilling their nature. There you have it, end quote. So whether it's a coworker or boss or contractor or vendor or customer or perhaps a relative or a friend or a loved one bothering you, or if it's yet another crazy headline that stole its way into your field of attention, try that trick from Plutarch of taking pleasure in your controlled response to it rather than getting irritated at the circumstance you didn't cause. Try a reframe today. And if you feel inclined to do some good in the world today, Sign on to iTunes or your favorite podcast platform and leave us a good review, would you? Really helps us out. And also, don't forget to sign up to our growing Ancient Life community at ancientlifecoach.com. Till next time, this is Alex Petkus.